The latest on President Trump's negotiations on the Russia-Ukraine war, and Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin caught on a hot mic talking about reaching immortality through organ transplants. That says China's communist regime seeks to flex its military might. NTD's Mario Tsu has more from the White House.
We've taken very strong action, but I'll be speaking to him over the next few days.
President Trump saying he'll be speaking to Russia's Vladimir Putin over the next few days, warning Russia of more actions if Putin doesn't cooperate in negotiations.
I have no message to President Putin. He knows where I stand, and he'll make a decision one way or the other. And if we're unhappy about it, you'll see things happen.
Welcoming the Polish president to the White House with a flyover tribute. President Trump assures that American troops will stay in Poland, quelling speculation that they could be pulled out.
We'll put more there if they want.
With American soldiers on Polish soil, we solidify and we are secure.
Meanwhile, President Trump taking issue with China's military parade over a lack of credit to the U.S.
I was very surprised. I watched the speech last night. I don't believe that America, that the United States was acknowledged for helping China to get to gain its freedom.
The parade at Tiananmen Square aims to recast the Chinese Communist Party's role in World War II. President Trump, in a Tuesday post on Truth Social, accuses China of, quote, conspiring against the U.S. along with Russia and North Korea, whose leaders are in attendance. And walking shoulder to shoulder at the ceremonies in Beijing, Xi and Putin were caught on hot mic talking about organ transplants and immortality. A growing body of evidence indicates that the Chinese regime has been harvesting the healthy organs of prisoners of conscience and using them to supply a lucrative and opaque transplant industry.